Mamar Chamishi, we're on page Kuf Samach Beis. V'toyras Hashem Chevtzoy, U'sayroso, Yeheg, Yeyom Avaloyla, Nesiv Shalom is going on a pasuk in the first kapitel in Tehillim. It says, it talks about the person who learns Torah. So it says, V'toyras Hashem Chevtzoy, his desire is the Torah of Hashem, and so the pasuk begins saying Torah's calling. David HaMelech starts out calling it Torah's Hashem, the Torah of Hashem. And then it says, and in his Torah, referring to the person who learns Torah, he thinks day and night. So the Gemara concludes from this pasuk that when a person begins learning, it is still Torah's Hashem. But after learning for a while, the person acquires the Torah and it becomes his own Torah. And now we're going to see how the Mesivas Shalom elaborates on this pasuk. Ha'aliyos b'malos ha'Torah rabim heim zu l'malo mizu. The elevations and the levels of Torah are very many, one higher than the other. Kamarumas Bachalayim Shahera Kadish Baruchu Liyakov Shemidosai Tiferes Dahinu Torah, as it is referred to in the dream that Hashem showed Yaakov, and Yaakov symbolizes Torah, as we know that the three Avos each represent one of the pillars of the world. Avram was Gemilas Chasadim, was loving kindness. That was the attribute that he represented. Yitzchak represented Avoda, the pillar of service of Hashem. He himself was a carbon, and Yaakov impersonated Torah. He was, as Rashi says on the pasuk, Yaakov Ishtom Yeshev Eholim, Yaakov sat and learnt day and night. So Hashem showed Yaakov in a dream, Chmoy Dach Sivititanem is the Yaakov, Yaakov, as the pasuk says, give truth to Yaakov, and the emes is Torah, Chmoy Weber Devarein Eliyahu, Shehim Shalom Inyan, the Sulam Mutzavar, Tzavarosh Megiyah Shemaimah. Hashem, in Yaakov's dream, showed him, he compared the concept of Torah to a dream that is standing on the ground and its head reaching the heavens. E efshar lahagia al reishay hashamayma, and what Hashem was showing him was, it's impossible to reach the head of the ladder that is in heaven unless a person begins with the lower levels of Torah, the ones that are standing on the ground. And from there a person goes up one step after the other. Until the person reaches the level where he understands that Hashem is standing over him, as it is written in the dream. So basically, what Hashem showed Yaakov, symbolizing Torah, is that the concept of Torah is like a ladder that's standing on the ground, reaching the heavens. And there are many levels in the understanding of Torah, the learning of Torah. And one, what Hashem was showing Yaakov is, just like by a ladder, you can't get to that top step without first going through the lower steps. The same applies to Torah. Right, there is you'll find those who are very into Kabbalah. Right, they'll find but they're basically shooting for the top step before going up the lower steps, and that's basically what he's telling us is that it's not possible.
It's not Torah.
A person has to begin from Torah Hashem Chafsa, meaning that the Torah should be the Torah of Hashem, until finally the person will merit the b'chinas it was soid also yehagi yom v'layla, until the person finally will merit the concept of his that in his own Torah he will think day and night, meaning at the end the person will acquire the Torah himself. Kedroshes Chazal pasuk zeh as Chazal darshan on this pasuk that mitchilin nikras Torah Hashem, that in the beginning it's called Torah Hashem, but the b'soif nikras al shmoy, and at the end it is called on the person's name. Uba yehagi yom v'layla. And once a person has achieved that level, in that he will be involved day and night. As the pasuk says, "Dadeha yirvucha b'chaleis." It's the pasuk in Mishle, which is referring to Torah, and it says, her breasts will satiate you at all times. It's referring to Torah. And in her love, you will be consumed at all times. And it's referring to Torah. When the person feels that they are satiated by the Torah, then the person is consumed with the love of Torah, with the love of Torah constantly. This is the most lofty level of learning Torah. The person can't take his mind off the Torah day and night. Meaning the person becomes infatuated and obsessed with the love of Torah to the point that he can't take his mind off of it day and night. As are the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Mizdei Lashonah, Mishin Esoy Liboy, the Kayim Mitzvah Zu Karoi, someone who his heart has carried him to observe this mitzvah properly, V'liyos, talking about the mitzvah of learning Torah, V'liyos Muchta Bekesa Torah, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah, Lo Yasiach Da'ata Ledvar Macherim, such a person will not be able to take his mind off of Torah to other things. Or actually, he's telling the person, do not take your mind off of it for other things. Do not try, or do not think, that you'll be able to acquire Torah together with the acquisition of wealth and honor together. It does not, if you're trying, if you want to acquire Torah, then you have to, a person has to invest his entire being in Torah. You're not saying that a person can't learn Torah if the person is doing other things. But if a person wants to acquire this level of being obsessed with Torah, then the person can't set out doing it along with anything else. The person has to totally immerse himself in Torah. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Also, what I think he's talking about acquiring Torah, and he's saying that one cannot acquire Torah if the person sets out to acquire Torah and wealth together. That's impossible. He's not saying that a person can't make a living while he's trying to acquire Torah. There's a big difference. This person sets out, okay, I'm going to acquire Torah, and I'm also going to acquire wealth. You have two goals. Forget it. You're not going to be able to acquire the goal of Torah if you set out to acquire wealth. If you set out to acquire Torah, and you know, in the meanwhile, I have to make a living, so I've got to go to work, and I've got to do the things that I have to fulfill my responsibilities, my family. That's not a contradiction to the acquisition of Torah, because you don't have another goal. Your only goal is the acquisition of Torah. It just happens to be that you have to make things work while you set out on that goal. But two goals, when a person sets two goals, then they're not going to be able to achieve that goal of Torah, because half of their mind is not on Torah. Reish is kinyan HaTorah. The beginning of the acquisition of Torah, maschil ma'amol shel Torah, that begins with the toil of Torah. Chumash Amru Chazal, as Chazal say, have a shakud lilmaid Torah. A person should be diligent to learn Torah. Limud, which means limud v'yegia uv'shkida v'li rifin yadayim uv'ratifis. It means to learn with toil and with diligence, without the loosening of the hands, meaning without any laziness, uv'ratifis, and with continuity, with consistency. As the Kabriner says, Kirega Bitl Torah. Whoa. Kirega Bitl Torah, Tzarachlias Chomore to Yehudi, Kmaya Isra, and Nodish Alashish. The Kabriner said that a one moment of Bitl Torah, negligence in Torah learning should be to a Jew as severe as the prohibition of adultery. Okay.
There's a saying like that everybody hears in law school. A completely different context, but it's the same. The law is a jealous mistress, it says. Same concept.
Really? Okay.
They say that in medical school.
Yeah?
Medicine.
They say the law is a jealous mistress.
Medicine is a jealous mistress.
What does it mean?
That means that you're wedded to your profession in ways that distract you from your marital life. It constantly pulls you away from your obligations.
You need 100% devotion, probably.
Yeah. No, I think
demanding mistress.
They told me that about cocaine.
It's good to know.
I'm not married yet.
Ron, you want to share something?
No, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's saying exactly the opposite here, though. It's saying that you're wedded to Torah learning.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's saying you're wedded to the medical, or you're wedded to...
You're wedded to the medicine so that it's going to detract from the other aspects of your life that you need to focus on.
Okay, so you know what you're saying
is... This is saying the same thing about this field.
Right,
you're wedded to this.
And if you deviate from that, if you allow yourself to do something else, that's similar to adultery.
See what the rabbi's saying? With medicine and law, you have a wife. So medicine, the law, is a mistress. Okay. Rabbi is saying, no, this is your wife.
This is your wife. Right. It's just high on me. So
don't go to medical school. Don't go.
That's the issue.
But Bitl Torah is not necessarily like...
Bitl Torah is involving yourself in something else. You're doing something else.
But it's not necessarily referring to only keeping your face in a book.
No, we're talking about that time that you do have for Torah. Don't do something else. Instead,
so it's not saying neglect the rest of your life to 24/7 have your face in the Torah book. It's not saying always be reading Torah. It's saying
you're not with your wife 24/7, but you're committed to her 24/7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Unger. Okay, we are going to have to stop right here. Please make a mark in your Nesivos Shalom. I'll do the same.
You have the mark.
Right by the EMR. Thank you.